This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and I'm happy. But I'm going to see you in just about a week and a half. We'll be back there Friday, August 15th for our next live show. So come out and join us. 3 to 7 p.m. Friday, August 15th, our last show of the summer. And this is the time for you to make your fall getaway. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. All right, let's jump into President Donald Trump. Take a listen.
Excuse me. No, he called on me. Thank you, Mr. President. Do you still plan to follow through on your threat to impose 100% tariffs on all countries that purchase Russian energy, including China?
Well, I never said a percentage, but we'll be doing quite a bit of that. We'll see what happens over the next fairly short period of time. But we'll see what happens. Yep. You know, they have a meeting tomorrow. We have a meeting with Russia tomorrow. We're going to see what happens. We'll make that determination at that time. Yeah, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for calling on me. Thank you, Mr. President. On Ukraine, President Zelensky just signed a law allowing for citizens age 60 and above to serve in the military. We've seen dozens of videos of young men being hauled into vans and dragged to the front lines against their will. And we've even seen videos of a young man with Down syndrome serving on the front line. You, when you campaigned, you said you wanted to see the people stop dying. A lot of people admired that statement. Now the people dying are elderly, mentally handicapped, and conscripts. So even if a ceasefire doesn't work out, why should Americans continue to fund a foreign military that's scraping the bottom of the barrel of its population like this?
Well, you have to understand, very importantly, this is Biden's war. This is not my war. I'm here to get us out of it. It's a mess, and I'm here to get us out. I haven't heard that when you say about 60-year-old men and, you know, et cetera. But this is Biden's war, and we're working very hard to get us out. I stopped 5 wars in the last 5 months, actually, and I'd like this to be the 6th, frankly, and that doesn't even include Iran with, you know, obliterating their nuclear haul, because they would have had nuclear weapons within 2 months. But stopped a lot of wars. You just take a look at the ones just over the last 2 or 3 months. It's been amazing. This is the one I'm trying to stop. This is the one we're working hardest on. The other ones I stopped within a matter of days, almost every one of them, including India and Pakistan, and I could go over the whole list, but you know the list as well as I do. But this is the one we'd like to see. I have not heard that, but this is Biden's war, And it's a war that he got us into, or indirectly got us into. It should have never happened. It would have never happened had I been president. Yeah, next to you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you support Israel reoccupying all of Gaza, as has been suggested by some Israeli officials?
Well, I don't know what the suggestion is. I know that we are there now trying to get people fed. As you know, $60 million was given by the United States fairly recently to supply food and a lot of food, frankly, for the people of Gaza that are obviously not doing too well with the food. And I know Israel is going to help us with that in terms of distribution and also money. We also have the Arab states are going to help us with that in terms of the money and possibly distribution. So that's what I'm focused on. As far as the rest of it, I really can't say. That's going to be pretty much up to Israel. Yeah, please. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. On transgender athletes in the Olympics, back to the safety, especially of female combat boxers, will the Department of Justice considering pressing charges against any man that tries to masquerade as a woman coming into this country to beat up American athletes? And secondly, would your administration consider genetic testing so that these people can prove that they're actually women competing?
Well, I think there is going to be a very strong form of testing as far as charges. I'd have to ask the Attorney General about that. I don't know. But there will be a very, very strong form of testing. And if the test doesn't come out appropriately, they won't be in the Olympics. Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead, please. White.
Thank you. Mr. President, do you believe that the U.S. committee would have made this decision on men and women's sports if you weren't president? And do you believe that this decision will stay in place once you are no longer president?
I think they probably would have, because it just seems to be an issue that most people feel should be. I can't really say. You could have asked Chairman Wasserman. But I would say that, there's a possibility. It could go either way if you really want to know the truth. I feel strongly about it. I have. I ran a campaign, at least partially, on that. That was one of the many issues that I talked about, open borders, the economy, taxes, all of the things. But that was certainly one of the issues. So I really can't. I really don't know. Could have gone either way. Please.
Have you decided on a replacement for the Fed governor?
For Fed governor? I'll be making that decision before the end of the week, and we'll either decide on one for permanence or the four-month period, the term. There's a term of about a number of months. We have a couple of candidates. Everybody wants it, okay? It's not a couple, but we've narrowed it to a couple of candidates. And we've also, we're looking at the Fed chair, and that's down to four people right now. Very good. Well, I can tell you, because I've already said, there's two Kevins and two other people. Okay? Brian?
Thank you, Mr. President. This has to do with the safety aspect of the Olympics. What can you do as a president to ensure that Southern California, the greater Los Angeles area, is safe from any fire danger, that the state clears away brush and state parks, the reason why this last fire happened in Pacifica Palisades? What can you ensure for that?
Well, as you know, Brian, we have I've been fighting with them for a long time about allowing the water to come down from the Pacific Northwest, essentially. And we actually opened up that water pretty strongly. We got a lot of opposition from the governor, and we opened it up anyway, and the water is coming down. That we want it opened further. They have a lot of water. They send it out into the Pacific Ocean in order to protect the smelt. It's a little tiny fish that's not doing very well, especially when they don't have water. They really do badly, okay? But it's a fish, environmentally protected, even though it's in many other areas. I think they just use that as an excuse to smelt. You'll check that out. But I think it's just an excuse. They've got to allow full water, and they're working with Lee Zeldin is really helping us a lot. But they've got to allow a full complement of water to come down from the Pacific Northwest. There is so much water. If Gavin Newsom let the water come down, see the way I pronounced his name properly for a change. If this guy allowed the water to come down from the Pacific Northwest, they have so much water they don't know what to do with it. All of those sprinklers would have gone on. All of those people with those beautiful houses with sprinklers in the ceilings and with the water, the fire pumps outside, all that water. They didn't have any water because they wouldn't let the water come down. There's so much water there. At first, when I got involved with this issue in my first term, I said to the congressman, they took me up because they wanted to show me the fields where they could farm. 10 times more product. You'd see you'd see 100 acres, and you'd see 1 acre or 2 acres, beautiful green. It's very vibrant soil, but they don't give it the water that it's entitled to. And I said, oh, they have a drought? I said, no, they told me we don't have a drought. They don't. The Democrats don't allow the water to come down into the farms and into anywhere. By the time it gets down even into certain parts of California, it's fed out into the Pacific Ocean. If that water were allowed, so we broke into it and we allowed it to come down, and it come down at a higher level, and we want that, and we're demanding that of the governor. The other thing is, we'll do anything necessary to keep the Olympics safe, including using our National Guard or military. Okay? No, I will use the National Guard or military. This is going to be so safe, and if we have to. Because obviously you have a mayor that is not very competent. She can't get the permits for the people. You know, the people are still waiting for their permits. Lee Zeldin got them the federal permit, which is 10 times harder to get. And everybody can build on the federal basis, and that's the hard one. But the mayor, Bass, she refuses to get them permits. They're waiting. And I was there right after the fires, and I saw all these beautiful people standing by their homes, ready to get in and get to work. And they're waiting for their permits, and they're still waiting for their state permits and city permits. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Redress? Redress? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
India says that the U.S. imports Russian uranium, chemicals, fertilizers, while criticizing their energy imports. Your response to that, sir?
I don't know anything about it. I'd have to check, but we'll get back to you on that. Yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Have you seen the Hamas-released video of Israeli hostage Evitar David starving and being forced to dig his own grave in a Hamas tunnel?
I have, yeah.
What's your reaction?
I think it's horrible. I think it's horrible. And I hope a lot of people do get to see it as bad as it is, because I think it's a horrible thing. Yeah, behind you, please.
Mr. President,
thank you.
Can you speak to just how this drop-off in foreign-born workers is going to benefit Americans, and will it force American companies to pay fairer wages to American workers?
Well, we want to take care of our American workers and first and foremost, and that's what we're doing. We also want to help our farmers, because our farmers are producing like never before. We have to help them. And we're working out some very complicated strategies and language, but the main thing that I think I was elected to do is to get the illegals out of our country, who are especially in particular criminals. 11,888 murderers were allowed into our country with Biden's open border policy, with our border czar, who never spoke to the border patrol, never went to the border one time. That's Kamala. And think of it. We have murderers. We have people coming in from all countries, all over the world, from prisons in the Congo and Africa, from prisons all over South America, all over rough parts of Europe, all over Asia. They're pouring into our country. Not anymore. So we just announced we had our third consecutive month where we rated zero people. And these are, frankly, very liberal people that make up these charts. So I don't know what's wrong with them. They seem to not be doing their job for the Democrats. But I'm honored by the fact that they say it. We're very tough on the border, and people can come into our country, but they have to come in legally. So I think that we've done an amazing job, actually. But we have to get the criminals out of our country, murderers, drug dealers, gang members. They emptied prisons into our country. It's one of the reasons, I think, even beyond the economy, it's one of the reasons I got elected. It's really maybe the number one. It was between the economy and that. But, as I said before, our nation is doing really well, but we have to get these really bad people. They should have never been allowed in our country. Open border policy is for fools. We're the only country in the world with an open borders policy, but we don't have that anymore. We had zero now for 3 months in a row. Peter?
Thank you very much, President Trump. Nice to see you got off the roof all right.
Yeah, yeah.
You said this morning that you probably won't be running for a third term. This weekend, Secretary of State Rubio said that he thought J.D. Vance would be a great nominee. You could clear the entire Republican field right now. Do you agree that the heir apparent to MAGA is J.D. Vance?
Well, I think most likely, in all fairness, he's the vice president. I think Marco is also somebody that maybe would get together with J.D. in some form. I also think we have incredible people, some of the people on the stage right here. So it's too early, obviously, to talk about it, but certainly he's doing a great job, and he would be probably favored at this point.
And on Texas,
if Texas redrawing their congressional map
right.
would get you five safe red seats, means that California, New York, Illinois, and Maryland are all going to redraw their maps to add safe.
Well, they'll do it anyway.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, they'll do it anyway. Why, if we stop over there, they would have done it anyway. Look, a lot of these states, you know, I watched this morning as Democrats are complaining, and they're complaining from states where they've done it, like in Illinois, like in Massachusetts. I watched this lunatic, Pocahontas. She's a total lunatic. I don't know what she's on. She's all jumping up and down like I've never seen anything like it, talking about supporting the communist mayor. And he's not a socialist. He's a communist, okay? This is not a socialist, man. This is a communist. If you look at any of his policies and go back 6 months, you don't have to go back further than that. So they want to put a communist in New York. Now, the good news is we have a lot of power over that because we're the ones with the money. We send the money. We don't send the money. It's up to the White House, a lot of power in the White House. But when I watched her jumping up and down talking about that and supporting the communists, but if you look at what's going on with the redistricting or whatever you want to call it, the Democrats have done it long before we started. They've done it all over the place. They did it in New York. They did it in a lot of different states. But in Massachusetts, so somebody used this as an example today. I was interviewed this morning, and they said, you know, it's pretty unfair. Trump got 40%. I'm not proud of that, but I think I probably got more, but that's okay. I got 40% in Massachusetts, and yet they have 100% of the vote in terms of Congress. So there's no Republican, there's no anything. So we should have 40%. You know why? They redistricted, and they've done it all over the place. And they've done it in California, by the way. Before this, they've done it in California. So we'll see what happens. We have a wonderful governor in Texas. He feels strongly about it. It's going to be up to him. I think there's tremendous support for it. And, you know, we've watched the Democrats destroy our country in 4 years. They've destroyed between their open borders that we talked about, transgender for everybody, all of the horrible things that they've done, high taxes, horrible medical provision for people. We've watched them destroy our country for 4 years, and people don't want that. And people in Texas, as you saw, I got the highest vote in the history of Texas. I love Texas. Texas likes me, obviously. But I got the highest vote, and that was checked out on the show. Did you see that, where they checked it out? They said he actually did get the highest vote in the history of Texas, which disappointed them. They were very disappointed to hear that. But Texas is a place that's done very well with a free enterprise kind of an attitude, with the exact opposite of what's happening in New York with a communist mayor. And they know what they're doing, and they're doing the right thing. Yeah.
Two questions for you.
Mr. President, thank you. Texas Senator John Cornyn is asking for your help to force Democrats back to the state and hold them accountable. Do you want the federal government and the FBI to help locate and arrest these Texas Democrats who have left the state?
Well, I think they've abandoned the state. Nobody's seen anything like it, even though they've done it twice before. And in a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state. It looks very bad. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Should the FBI get involved?
Well, they may have to. They may have to. No, I know they want them back. Not only the attorney general, the governor wants them back. If you look, I mean, the governor of Texas is demanding they come back. So a lot of people are demanding they come back. You can't just sit it out. You have to go back. You have to fight it out. That's what elections are all about. Yeah, please.
Thank you so much, President Trump. Two questions for you. One, were you aware of and did you personally approve the prison transfer for Ghislaine Maxwell that your Justice Department?
I didn't know about it at all. No, I read about it just like you did.
And do you believe that she is?
It's not a very uncommon thing.
Do you believe that she's credible to be listening to? Your Deputy Attorney General sat down with her recently.
Well, let me tell you, he's a very talented man. His name is Todd Blanche. He's a very legitimate person, very high, just a very highly thought of person, respected by everybody. And I didn't talk to him about it, but I will tell you that whatever he asked would be totally appropriate, and it's not an uncommon thing to do that. And I think he probably wants to make sure that, you know, people that should not be involved or aren't involved or not hurt by something that would be very, very unfortunate, very unfair to a lot of people. But I will say this, Todd Blanche is one of the most highly respected people you'll ever meet. So I know this. I didn't discuss it with him, but anything he talked about with her or the fact that he did that, not unusual, number one, and most importantly, is something that would be totally above board. Please. Yeah, please, go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. President. Mr. President, how much more would you like DOGE to cut from the federal government?
Well, it's not so much DOGE anymore. And by the way, I have to say that somebody from DOGE was very badly hurt last night. You saw that. A young man who was beat up by a bunch of thugs in D.C. And either they're going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run. But it's not a question of DOGE. We have great people, secretaries and all, working with DOGE and cutting with a, I said with a scalpel as opposed with an axe, this cutting with a fine-tooth comb, and they're getting rid of people that aren't doing their job or bad people or bad things, bad policy, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we've been very successful in that. And there's more cutting to do. But there's also more getting. We want smart people in government. Our country is doing great. I think we are doing probably, maybe in many ways, better than we've ever done before. You know, we're taking in trillions, not billions, trillions and trillions of dollars from other countries who for years took advantage of us. They took advantage of the United States like we were children. And that's not happening anymore. Now they're paying a lot of money and they're paying hundreds of billions of dollars. Individual countries paying hundreds of billions of dollars. You're seeing what everybody else is seeing. And we have a lot of things we can do. You know, one of the questions asked of me this morning is, are you going to make a dividend to the people? And the purpose of what I'm doing is primarily to pay down debt, which will happen in very large quantity. But I think there's also a possibility that we're taking in so much money that we may very well make a dividend to the people of America. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, that's the president speaking at the White House after signing an executive order on the Olympics. Okay, glad you're with us. We got a lot to get to. We're just getting warmed up here. So you heard the president talk about the transfer of Ghislaine Maxwell and saying that he had nothing to do with it, but he trusts Todd Blanche on that issue. Look, let's hope that the transfer of Ghislaine Maxwell will lead to some truth coming out about Jeffrey Epstein, because there is a story that I read today that Jeffrey Epstein was apparently now, according to the story anyway, an undercover source for the FBI. Now, there's a story from Radar Online that says leaked FBI document reveals Jeffrey Epstein's secret history as an FBI informant. Jeffrey Epstein was working with the U.S. government, according to bombshell documents obtained by RadarOnline.com. The late tycoon and pedophile who died in jail in 2019, age 66, while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges, was more than just protected. He was a puppet, informant, and spy for the FBI, added an intelligence agency source. A 2008 internal file obtained through a successful Freedom of Information Act lawsuit shows Epstein was operating as an FBI informant prior to his now infamous 2007 sweetheart plea deal. Epstein has also provided information to the FBI as agreed upon. A special agent whose name was redacted wrote on an internal cable dated September 9th, 2008, marked routine. Case agent advised that no federal prosecution will occur in this matter as long as Epstein continues to uphold his agreement with the state of Florida. That bargain, struck with the Department of Justice when Epstein was facing potential federal charges for trafficking minors across state lines, allowed him to plead guilty to reduced state-level charges in Florida, serving just 13 months in jail, much of it under work release. The agreement was infamous not just for its leniency, but also for granting immunity to Epstein's alleged co-conspirators and for being concluded before all of his victims had ever been interviewed or his electronics seized by authorities. At the heart of it, the deal was Alex Acosta, who was then U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida. Acosta would later resign after scrutiny of his role in the Epstein case intensified. He was Trump's labor secretary. Acosta claims he had been told to back off Epstein. He said, I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone. We knew this. You knew this. The uncovered FBI document suggests his claims may have been the tip of the iceberg when it came to Epstein's involvement with the feds. The full memo said on September 11th, 2008, case agent advised Ryder that Epstein is currently being prosecuted by the state of Florida and is complying with all conditions of his pleas with the state of Florida. Epstein has also provided information to the FBI as agreed upon. Case agent advised that no federal prosecution will occur in this matter as long as Epstein continues to uphold his agreement with the state. Case agent also advised that no further forfeiture assistance will be required for this case. Case agent is requested to contact Ryder in the event this matter moves forward on a federal level. The file now pushes the timeline of his ties to the FBI back even further than was initially suspected. A source close to the case told this masthead, these are the smoking gun documents. They show Epstein was an active source for the FBI way before his plea deal in 2007. So we've always thought that, I've always thought that he was an intelligence asset, no question about it. James Comer, the chairman, discussing with Laura Ingraham last night the burn bags and Russia, the hoax, the conspiracy around all of this. And now that the grand jury is going to be impaneled and where we go from here, and the chairman now subpoenaing these people and bringing them in, this is what he said last night, cut number one.
But what do you make of this?
Look, I knew all along that the Democrats would try to destroy any evidence that would make them liable in this Russia hoax. We knew it was a Russia hoax. Fox knew it was a Russia hoax. You did a great job, Laura, reporting the facts about this Russia hoax. Now Kash Patel, who, by the way, is the right guy for the job, he's in there. We've got John Radcliffe in there, Tulsi Gabbard's in there. They're all trying to get the truth to the American people and hold people accountable. It's not just about the fact that we've proven they lied all along to try to hurt Donald Trump and destroy his presidential campaign. It's about the fact that they've lost confidence. We've lost confidence in the intelligence community. We have competent people in there now. We want them to pay a price. We want the Comeys and the Brennans and those guys to pay a price for what they did. It's illegal, it's wrong, and they need to be held accountable. And I think Kash Patel is on the right track, and God bless Kash Patel and John Radcliffe.
Mike Davis, who is the Article 3 Project founder, also was on with Laura Ingraham last night. And, you know, he's a really bright guy, as is Wilt Chamberlain, who will get on the show at some point, too. Really kind of laying out the conspiracy aspect of this and why this is so important. Cut number three.
Before we get into what the Democrats are saying about this, I want to walk through the process here. Who would be your first witness before this grand jury?
Well, I don't know if they're going to participate. They'll probably claim the Fifth Amendment, but you'd have someone like Brennan, Clapper, Comey. There are a lot of people. Hillary Clinton's campaign, Hillary herself. There is evidence that a lot of President Obama's top officials, maybe even President Obama himself, politicized and weaponized law enforcement and intel agencies to harm President Trump's campaign and help Hillary Clinton's campaign. And they continued this conspiracy to this day. They hobbled his presidency and they have continued this conspiracy. So now, there are a lot of potential witnesses.
Okay, so the conspiracy, you see, and that's the same thing that Wilt Chamberlain explained on the show. That's why there's no statute of limitations and why they can go back very far. And why, if you can tie the raid at Mar-a-Lago to all of this, you could theoretically then impanel the grand jury in Florida, which would be huge. So the Democrats are very upset by this, including Democrat Joe Scarborough, who's furious over Pam Bondi opening a grand jury into Russia. Cut number four.
Jonathan Lemire, this is extraordinarily stupid. It's extraordinarily stupid on so many counts. If you look at the timeline, the timeline doesn't add up. It's like when Donald Trump is saying that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton created the Epstein files. No. That all happened during Donald Trump's first term. You look at the timeline here about what happened and when it happened. Barack Obama had nothing to do with this by anybody's accounts, and especially by the Senate Republican Intelligence Committee run by Marco Rubio, who afterwards said that it was Donald Trump's 2016 campaign that created a, quote, grave counterintelligence threat to the United States of America. That was Marco Rubio, the current Secretary of State. That was every Republican on the Senate Intel Committee. After pouring through all of the documents, that's what they found. And when poor John Durham was made to sacrifice his professional career to go around the world investigating the investigators, he found nothing and ended up making a fool of himself. I mean, we even found out that the two documents that supposedly, you know, fed into the Clinton conspiracy, that she was the one pushing this, actually was Russian disinformation. So, again, they know in the Justice Department.
So what are you so worried about then? The grand jury will find nothing. They won't return any indictments. What are you so worried about? If there's nothing there, then why are you all worked up? But of course the timeline all adds up. We were the dossier came out in 2016, and the timeline with the FBI and the CIA and the Obama White House, and then going into 2017, and then years and years of investigations and claiming Russia was involved, and them hiding all the evidence in burn bags and everything else. Sorry, folks, that they found it, and now it's all coming to light. But look, if they're making all this up, if it's all being made up, then you should be happy a grand jury's being impaneled, because then the grand jury won't find anything to indict. Or if they do, then there'll be nothing for a jury to convict. Right? You should be happy about this, jackass. And Nicole Wallace awkwardly attempts to dismiss this investigation into Russia. Be thankful that you're not an MSNBC viewer, because you'd have to try to explain to 12 viewers why Obama officials are now being reviewed by a grand jury. Cut number five.
Some more news breaking this hour to tell you about. Attorney General Pam Bondi has ordered a grand jury investigation into the so-called Russiagate conspiracy allegations made by the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
MCIA
Senior Trump
Director.
Administration official confirms to NBC News. That investigation was first reported by Fox News. These are unsubstantiated and largely debunked allegations by the Trump administration that former President Barack Obama and his aides in the intelligence community ordered a probe into the 2016 Trump campaign's connections to Russia to ruin his chances of becoming president. The source tells NBC News that a letter signed by Pam Bondi instructs an unnamed federal prosecutor to begin presenting evidence to secure potential indictments, although it is unclear what the charges would be and exactly who the grand jury will be targeting. We'll stay on top of that story. Thank you for letting us into your homes. We are always
She's
so
very,
grateful.
Very, very upset by this. Very sad. The thing about it, though, is that they were talking about this for years and years and years. Here's former FBI Director James Comey, just hanging with Stephen Colbert. You know, Stephen Colbert would have the finest names in comedy on there, like James Comey smearing Trump by discussing the details of the Steele dossier. The thing is, they all thought Trump would be in prison. They never thought he'd be back in the White House. They never imagined he would ever be back there. So they never imagined they could ever possibly be held accountable for this. They never imagined this in their wildest dreams. Cut number seven.
Went in January of 2017 to tell President Trump about the Steele dossier. How did you tell him that there was a, and I want to put this delicately, pee-pee tape? How did you tell him about that rumor?
I spoke about information, unverified, that related to an allegation that he was with prostitutes in a hotel in Moscow and that the Russians had videotaped it. I didn't go into the rest of it. I thought that was notice enough.
Uh-huh.
And I was,
so you didn't mention the salacious detail of the two prostitutes getting up on the bed that the Obamas had stayed in, because it was the presidential suite, engaging in some water play. You didn't mention that at all.
I thought I'd served enough notice without going to that part.
Okay, and what did he say when you told about this?
He denied it. He interrupted me and denied it in pretty strong terms and asked, I assumed rhetorically, whether he looked like a guy who needed the services of hookers.
Okay. All right, let's keep on going. People out there know, I actually went to that room. I stayed at the Ritz-Carlton Moscow. I went to that room. We rented that room, which is really all you need to do. Now, you're an investigator. Did anyone from your office ever go to that hotel and look at that room?
Not while I was director.
Okay. I don't know anyone from the press who went, you're an investigator. Would you like to ask me anything about that room? Ask me anything about that room.
Is it big enough for a germaphobe to be at a safe distance from the activity?
The bedroom is very long. It's very long. You could definitely be out of what we call at SeaWorld the splash zone. Okay? All right?
So think about this now. The former FBI director is yucking it up with Stephen Colbert about a dossier that he knows is false, that he knows is a lie, that he knows was made up and paid for by the Clinton campaign, that he knows was discredited by the CIA, and he sits there yucking it up with Stephen Colbert, making everybody believe that it's real. And they would do this for years. He did this while he was the FBI director, and he would do this after he was the FBI director, and he would help HBO make a movie about all this so that they could make everybody believe that this was all real, when he knew it wasn't real, when he knew this was all a lie. This is one of the most shameful clips I've ever heard in my life. The former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation pushing this lie, defaming, slandering Donald Trump on national television, even though not many people were watching, and probably more people heard me just play the clip now than actually saw it happen on Stephen Colbert's show. But nevertheless, this is what I mean. He knew it was a lie. He knew it was all made up BS by Christopher Steele. He knew that because our CIA discredited it, but they were always out there pushing it. And this is now all coming to light because they never thought he would get back in the White House, and now they're screwed, and now the truth will come out. Let's hope. Let's hope, anyway. That's all we can do. Listen, let me tell you about Dr. Mike Venaria, fantastic guy and a great friend of the show. And I'm really, really happy that he is our big story sponsor of the hour. And I appreciate that from Dr. Mike. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VenariaDental.com. It's about care. It's about compassion. Two locations to serve you. We'll be right back.
The 5 o'clock happy hour. On the Rich Cioli Show, brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So the president was on the roof, and the guy who threw the green personal entertainment device, toy, there's a legal defense fund for him now established by OutKick and Clay Travis. Yes, that's right. And we have a whack job Texas delegate who says now this is just like the Holocaust. The redistricting in Texas is like the Holocaust. So we have a lot. We still have a lot and a long way to go. Here's Trump walking on the roof of the White House. And the media asked him what he's looking to build here. This is cut 24 from earlier today. The president was just taking a little walk on the roof. Cut 24.
What else, Mr. President, what do you want to build? What are you trying to build?
What?
Sir, you approve? You say more missiles?
Are you building missiles? What?
Come on, Dad.
That might be missiles.
Did you say missiles?
Taking over all of Gaza, sir.
Nukes on the roof. Nukes on the roof. And he was inspecting the improvement projects. And he said, you don't have to worry about it because I'm paying for it anyway. And he was taking a little walk here as he's also... the privately funded ballroom in the East Wing, which, again, is not going to cost the taxpayers anything. Cut 25.
Anything I do is financed by me, so you're not sure it's contributed. Just like my salary is contributed, but nobody ever mentions that.
How are you going to add it on the level?
All right, so let's see now. I have, let's play this lunatic from Texas. Now, this woman, what is her name, Matt, that you sent me?
Hang on, I have to pull that up again.
Jolanda Jones.
Somewhere. Jolanda Jones. Okay, thank you, Justin. Jolanda Jones, and she's actually now comparing Texas redistricting to the Holocaust, is that right?
That is correct.
Understanding that correctly?
Don Lemon, I believe.
With Don Lemon. Well, you know, at least to Don Lemon's credit, she's not AI. So there's that. So, you know, at least there's that. Okay, take a listen.
And then integration happened and everybody thought they accept us. They don't accept us. They are showing us who they are. We should believe them. And we better have the courage to stand up. Otherwise, we will fall for anything. And in this country, we will be defeated, deported. I mean, we will lose all of our rights. And if you think it can't happen, it can. And I will liken this to the Holocaust. People are like, well, how did the Holocaust happen? How was somebody in a position to kill all them people? Well, good people remain silent. Or good people didn't realize that what happens to them can very soon happen to me or somebody I love. And so even if you made it, man, you have an obligation to help people who can't, because God forbid they end up targeting you and your family. Mm-hmm.
Just like the Holocaust. Redistricting congressional seats is just like the Holocaust, okay? And that's not at all offensive to the 6 to 12 million people who were killed in the Holocaust, depending on the numbers. No, not offensive at all in any way, shape, or form. Here's Governor Greg Abbott talking about what's happening, what he's going to do. And yeah, they are going to get these Democrats back there because they are breaking the law at this point right now. Take a listen.
Question I was going to ask you, Governor. Of course, Texas DPS would have limited powers to arrest anyone out of state. Most of these Democrats have fled the state for that express purpose. Representative Olerson has said that both you and Attorney General Ken Paxton, though, have looked into whether or not they're funding these trips or fundraising off of these trips, which would amount to bribery. Would that open up the potential for you to go retrieve some of these representatives who have fled the state?
That opens up several opportunities. One, bribery in Texas is a felony. Felony is the type of offense that we can issue papers to have these Democrats brought back. Another thing, though, that the Democrats don't seem to know, and that is taking or receiving a payment like they have to escape or not take a vote subjects them to forfeiture of their seat. That's going to be one of the legal grounds you're going to see asserted here immediately to seek the vacation or elimination or abandonment of these House seats by the Democrats. So we will remove them from office and call for elections to replace them.
But what kind of timeline? You said immediately. My understanding is that is a legal process. It would have to be established by a judge. At least that's the opinion of the Attorney General, I believe, established in 2021. And that would require a judge to discern abandonment. So that seems like that could take some time.
So when I say immediately, I'm talking about when all the paperwork is going to be filed with the courts, which is going to be immediately. Secondly, there will be requests for immediate responses from these courts, knowing that they're dealing with an immediate timeline. You're a lawyer. You know you can go into court and you can get a quick resolution for matters that have a short timetable. That's exactly what we're doing.
So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch. It really is. No doubt about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, by the way, there are investigations into Epstein that congressional Republicans are launching. So that's happening, too. I can't forget that. But that's a big deal. House committee has subpoenaed Jeffrey Epstein records from the Justice Department. Republican-led committee is also seeking to depose Bill and Hillary Clinton and former officials as it ramps up its inquiry into the disgraced financier's crimes. That's a very, very big deal. And Bill and Hillary Clinton have been subpoenaed into the House Oversight Epstein probe. They issued subpoenas today to former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to compel their testimony about Jeffrey Epstein. House Oversight Chairman James Comer also sent a subpoena to the Department of Justice for records related to Epstein's case and issued subpoenas to compel testimony from several other figures, including former FBI directors James Comey and Robert Mueller and former attorneys general Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, William Barr, Jeff Sessions and Alberto Gonzalez. Hillary Clinton is being asked to appear for testimony on October 9th, while Bill Clinton was asked to appear on October 14th. The committee has given the DOJ until August 19th to turn over records related to Epstein's case. Epstein, of course, committed suicide, they say, while awaiting prosecution on federal sex trafficking charges. And what's interesting about what James Comer has done here is that they're particularly looking to question Clinton. Now, whether or not any of these people will actually say anything, but this comes as Ghislaine Maxwell was transferred from a low-level security prison, Ghislaine, and under Justice Department policy, convicted sex offenders are typically required to be housed in at least low security facilities unless they receive a waiver. So the fact that she's now being transferred is making people think that she's going to cooperate with the House committee and maybe name some names. Yes, thank you, Matt. Hillary's been asked to appear on October 9th, Bill on October 14th. All of these people are now on suicide watch. And so that's good that James Comer's doing that. It's excellent. It really is. And of course, all this comes with the other story that I mentioned, which is that new documents are now showing that Epstein was singing for the FBI. He was working for the FBI as an undercover FBI informant. So I'm not surprised by that in the least, because I've always thought the guy was part of the intelligence apparatus. On the issue of, I know I'm kind of jumping around here, but we just have a lot. It was just a lot to get to here. So let me share this with you. These investigations that are going on here, you're going to hear a lot of people, like you heard Nicole Wallace and Joe Scarborough, and, you know, they're very upset that we're doing all these investigations now. It wasn't the case, though, when America's mother-in-law back in 2017 was like, well, maybe we should just investigate Trump for collusion. You know, I mean, what the heck? You don't know. Maybe we won't find anything, but might as well. Let's investigate the president for collusion. And nobody in the FBI or the CIA came forward to say this is all BS. Try to stop it. No, not at all. In fact, they pushed it. They pushed it forward. Cost you and me a lot of money. $60 million for the Mueller probe. And all the poor people whose lives were ruined and legal bills and everything else and American citizens who were spied on. But, you know, back then, I mean, just investigate. Why not? Investigate everybody. Who cares? Here's America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth. By the way, the New York Post today, their cover, they won everything today. They really did. I posted this earlier, And I wish I had, I thought I had my copy with me. I must have left it upstairs. But the the New York Post cover today is a picture of Elizabeth Warren and Zora Mandami. African-American meets Native American. Mandami and Warren in Liars Summit. Just beautiful. Boom. Just fantastic. Most actual Democrats have refused to endorse socialist Zora Mandami for mayor, but he does have one ally, Elizabeth Warren, who appeared by his side yesterday. The two share the belief that bigger government is the answer to everything and that lying about your ethnicity on your college application is perfectly fine, since he lied and said he was African-American and she lied and said she was Native American. Fantastic, perfect, beautiful. But here's America's mother-in-law, cut six.
We have to start with an independent investigation of Donald Trump.
Why not?
That's the first step before we go anywhere, is to find out exactly the relationship between Trump, the Trump campaign, and a hostile foreign government. Look, a full investigation may turn out to mean there's nothing there.
Maybe.
Or a full investigation may mean there's been criminal activity. But either way, every American, Democrat, Republican, independent, everybody should care about getting the right answer. We need a special prosecutor, and we need him now.
That was them then. And Chuck Schumer got in on it, too. That's right. Count Schumer. He got in on the action, too, and said we should investigate the president. The president was in office for 2 days. 2 days when he started calling for an investigation. It was January 22nd, 2017. President Trump had been president for 48 hours. Not even. Cut eight.
Given what Russia has done in Ukraine and threatened the Baltics, and now they've clearly tried to intervene in our election, whether it had an effect or not, that is something, that's a danger that we have never faced to this extent in American history.
We now know the intelligence agencies are looking into possible contacts between any Trump associates and the Russians.
Bottom line is we should have a thorough investigation of all the allegations. They are really serious.
Why not? Why not? What the heck, right? By the way, America's mother-in-law fake Native American Elizabeth Warren went on CNBC today, Dances with Tables, to promote Zora Mandami and got wrecked, just utterly wrecked, like she had had a beer, like she had got herself a beer. Yeah, that's right, Matt. Yeah, I mean, tumbling over a floor table, which is my other movie, Dances with Tables, a sequel to Dances with Wolves, and then just getting shredded on CNBC today. This is fantastic stuff. Cut 30.
You mentioned Mamdani, and you are in New York sort of speaking on behalf of him to a certain extent. You know, I wonder, though, often we see this, and this is a local election. New York does not operate in a vacuum. It competes with other cities. And so this idea of somehow raising taxes on the wealthiest New Yorkers, who, by the way, I would point out, pay roughly 15% of their income right now between city and state, raising taxes on them will simply drive them away. Shouldn't the focus of a mayor be on delivering services to the constituents of the city and doing that by raising the most revenue as possible without chasing businesses and the high income taxpayers out of the city? Because they can go to Austin, they can go to Dallas, they can go to Atlanta, they can go to Nashville.
Yes.
This is your issue. It's a national issue, not a local issue.
The issue is affordability. Do you know how many working families are chased out of New York City every day because they can't afford housing, they can't afford groceries, they can't afford child care? What Zoran is saying is, I want people to be able to afford to live in New York City. That's what keeps it a vibrant city. That's what makes people want to live
Nobody
here.
Nobody disagrees with that, Senator, but raising taxes in order to do it?
Oh,
why is that
goodness.
The answer?
Oh, dear. Are you worried that billionaires are going to go hungry?
No, I'm worried that they're going to leave and spend their money elsewhere.
You know, they've threatened to do that over and over and over.
And they have. They've left.
But here's the thing.
And Goldman Sachs, when they create new jobs, they do it in Dallas. And Blackstone won't build a new headquarters.
You want to have a workable city. You want to have a city that's vibrant. You want to have a city where the streets are full, where there are things for sale 24 hours a day.
And unicorns and rainbows.
Well, we got that right now, by the way. I would point out New York is New York is thriving, so now it's doing pretty well, actually.
I'm glad you think they're doing well, because a lot of people are struggling to pay for housing. A lot of people are struggling to pay for groceries. And I got to tell you, mamas and daddies who are facing $25,000 a year to pay for child care.
Those
a lot
are
of them
national
end up,
issues. I mean, I know they are the local
right
state, but you can't. Yes, but if you deal with them in that way, by what is always your backup, just tax them more, they will leave. No.
Yes, they will. Exactly. They will leave. That's right. And they have. And they will. Don't you want a city where people are dancing and singing and there's free cotton candy and everyone's hugging? All right. Fourth and final hour straight ahead. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.